Falk made her announcement in an online video message to supporters. It came the morning after Democrats and their allies turned in more than a million signatures in an effort to recall Governor Walker. Falk said the recall movement inspired her.
"You, the people of Wisconsin, have done a brave thing, demanded change. And together, we will continue to make history."
Falk attacked the governor for his decision to repeal most bargaining rights for public workers, for his state budget, and for his handling of Wisconsin's economy.
"You and I both know things aren't working here. Months of job losses, tax breaks for corporations that will cost our state $2.3 billion over the next 10 years. The biggest cuts to education in our state's history."
Governor Scott Walker's campaign issued a statement saying Falk's liberal ideology was outside of the mainstream, pointing out that she had already lost two statewide elections. Falk ran unsuccessfully for attorney general in 2006. She also lost a Democratic primary for governor in 2002, coming in third behind former Governor Jim Doyle and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. Falk and Barrett could be in for a rematch. Barrett's campaign said the mayor was weighing a recall election, citing deep statewide support. State Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville also says he'll run if there's a Democratic primary, and other Democrats say they might also enter the race. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.